Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and this study of Hosea chapter 7 verses 1 through 7. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, send those by email to BBFOhio@protonmail.com or mail your letter along with any check or money order contributions to support this ministry to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. Donations can also be made at bbfohio.com using the PayPal donation button. We now begin our study of Hosea chapter 7, verses 1 through 7. This is part 1 of 2.
We'll fill it in if we have to. But Jimmy Kimmel was the example I was using. Back in the 90s, he had a filthy TV show. I think it was local at the time. And that's how he became famous and got the Tonight Show. And one of the segments he did, he wore blackface. And there was a Malone NBA player. I can't remember his first name.
Carl Malone.
And it was, you know, supposed to be funny. I don't know. Well, now that was how many, 25 years ago or something like that. And because he did that back then, they're saying it was racist. So that there are people calling on him to be taken, his show to be canceled, and for them to replace him with somebody else. Now, I don't feel sorry for Jimmy Kimmel because Jimmy Kimmel is an anti-Trump libtard who for the past 4 years has been trying to cancel anybody who supports Trump. Yeah. So he's getting a taste of his own wickedness. But it's still the idea of someone being canceled because they either made a mistake in the past or just simply because they hold a particular view. There are people who have been... Scott Baio, you remember him?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes!
He was... what's your name? But he... Well, but he originally he was... Happy Days. What's her name? The girl...
Joni.
Yeah. It was her boyfriend. Chachi.
Yeah,
Chachi. Yeah, Potsy was one of Ron and Howard's, Richie's friends, testing our trivia, TV knowledge. Anyway, Scott Baio had come up with this plan for a TV show, and so a friend of his called an ABC producer to pitch it, and when she found out Scott Baio was a part of it, she sent an email saying, "I don't have any desire to do any work with Scott Trump Baio." And if you're not aware of this already, if you are a conservative supporter of Donald Trump, the Hollywood bigots will try to destroy you.
Yes.
If you're in Hollywood and you're trying to be an actor or anything. You need to understand, liberals are bigots, and they're fascists.
Yep.
And I've said it for years, and there's people who still want to argue with me about it, which tells me how stupid they must be. Because we're seeing it. Right now, we see it. Well, this is an example. Scholar forced to resign over study that found shootings not biased against blacks. This guy used the information, the data, and showed that there is no systemic racism, as it's called, in police enforcement. Now, he's not black or white, so he really doesn't have a dog in the game. But this guy is forced to resign for telling the truth. And this is at Michigan State University. The main thrust to oust... By the way, he's a man named Sue. That's his name. It's spelled H-S-U. I don't know what nation, but he's obviously Oriental. The main thrust to oust Sue came because the professor touted Michigan State research that found police are not more likely to shoot African Americans. This is another one. Conservative author cites research on police shootings and race. Researchers ask for its retraction in response. Not based on the fact it's wrong, based on the fact that you're not supposed to say it if it's true and goes against the liberal narrative. And this is at, I think, Colgate University, and their university removed its press release on their research too. So that's what's going on. It's, I'm telling you, you go to college today and you're not learning something specific with skills, then you are wasting your money. You go to college to learn the Bible, 9 out of 10 or better are a waste of your money. You go to college to learn history, 9 out of 10, waste of money.
Yep.
Even science, a lot of what's called science, waste of money. Yeah, Johnny?
I can vouch for what you're saying because, you know, I went into computer science and engineering, and, you know, other than a, you know, a bit of the evolution, and I think there was at least two classes that were about ethics. Other than that, I didn't have to. I mean, it was mostly just math and actual science.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people get these degrees and they're in, you know, Western feminist studies and stuff like that. Yeah. The fact is, first of all, I want to say this. There is racism in America. And this is my opinion based on research I've done, but also my own life, that it's worse among blacks than anyone. Racism in America is worse among black Americans than anybody. I've been around, of course, white people most of my life. I was born a poor white child down Southern Ohio. Now, but yeah, we had some racism, but of the blacks that lived down there, I don't know a single white person who physically hurt a black person,
yeah.
Even in self-defense.
Amen.
And I've worked with illegals and legals from Mexico. Never saw racism. Never once. Now, of course, there's racism among those people. But I'm telling you, no matter who I've been around, the most racist people I've been around are blacks. But I will tell you, we've had blacks in our churches. We do now, not with us tonight, but we do. I haven't seen any racism.
Amen.
And I've known other pastors who had blacks in their churches. No racism.
Amen.
You know, the common denominator is that if they're saved and they're a Bible believer who's really serious about the Lord, I've never seen racism among that crowd, no matter what color.
Amen.
But with that said, that there is a lot of racism. It is so rare that liberals have to make stuff up. Here's the just happened a day or two ago. An Oregon politician reported to police that he received a racist letter, and they found out now he's confessed to the fact that he wrote it himself. So, you know, that's pretty bad when you got to write your own racist letter to yourself. And, of course, this is from the article. It says, an Oregon politician admitted that he wrote himself a racist letter after claiming he received it from an anonymous person, according to Hermiston Police in Oregon. Jonathan Lopez, who was a Umatilla County Commissioner candidate, claimed on social media that he received a letter in his mailbox. Now, I guarantee you, everybody, including a lot of Republicans, immediately started apologizing for something they didn't do. I'm so sorry you received that racist letter, you poor man. I'll come by and give you a hug. You know. But how many times do we see this? Bubba Wallace, you know, the NASCAR thing. Jussie Smollett. There's a waitress one time that said she got a racist note on a receipt, and then they reviewed the tapes and saw she wrote it herself and all that. Yeah.
Did the guy in the letter say I'm white and then say all these racist things? Because isn't it technically like they won't report that it's racism if it's black on black?
If they know it is. In this case,
they're just assuming it's a white person?
They're just assuming it was a racist letter. But if they found it, let's say they found that it was from a black man to a black man, they wouldn't.
So they should have.
Yeah.
Himself. He's Hispanic.
Oh, he's Hispanic. I didn't even know what color he was. I just know he's a liberal.
And it has to do with racial slurs about Mexicans, etc. but it was, he wrote it himself.
So if you're on, if you're out there online right now, but even those who are here, you can go home and on your computer go to dailycaller.com. Daily, D-A-I-L-Y, caller, C-A-L-L-E-R. I spell it because of my accent. Dailycaller.com. And search these words, list of hoax hate crimes. Put that in the search, and you will see an article. You click on the link, and it is a huge list where liberals are having to make stuff up. Now, the bigotry and violence against conservatives is real, and they don't report it.
Yeah.
On the flip side. So again, over and over again, I remind you that your news media is not a news media. It's fake. It's these are Democrat Party members, and they are Democrat operatives at ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, LA Times, Time Magazine, etc. Fox is about half and half right now.
Are you saying there are no Republicans that do that?
No, I've repeatedly... See, that's why I always have to repeat myself, because I repeatedly tell you, the party doesn't matter. It's, are they a liberal? And Republicans have what you call progressives. Some examples are Mitt Romney, John McCain, Kasich, was it John Kasich? DeWine's kind of... he's on the fence there, but... Kasich was really a bad one. That's why you'll hear them called rhinos. R-I-N-O means Republican in name only. Because there is a difference between the parties in their platforms. If you read the Democrat Party platform, it's satanic.
Amen.
They baby killers, sodomites, sodomite allies, hate Israel, support the Muslims, etc. But see, the Republican Party platform is good. Stands up for the right to life of unborn children, traditional marriage, small government, low taxes, pro-Israel. But see, there's a lot of Republicans who don't follow the platform, and that's why we call them rhinos. And a lot of them are progressive. And I know there's, see, you have to understand, Lucifer is battling the Word. We talked about that Sunday. So what's Lucifer do? He tries to corrupt the language. The word liberal is a good word, but they've perverted it. The word gay is a wonderful word, and now it's a pervert. The rainbow, everything, he perverts everything. So the only way to know your way around in this world is to learn both the true and perverted uses of words. And then you have to pay attention to context, who's saying it, what they mean when they say it. So the end game is no different than that of Communist China. In Communist China, they are allowing churches to reopen only after showing loyalty to the Communist Party. Well, see, that's what liberals are doing in America. They only want you to be able to do business, to get a degree, etc., if you agree with their agenda. You toe the party line, the liberals will let you do business.
Yep.
If they ever get enough power, it'll be just like Nazi Germany in America.
Yep.
The whole Nazi thing's been overused and overblown, and people it's like the word racist, they've overused. But it is a fact. I don't care who says otherwise. It is a fact. The liberals are following the Nazi playbook right now.
Amen. Right.
And if they get the power, they'll do exactly what the Nazis did, only instead of killing off the Jews, what will happen is the Jews will continue to take their money and go back home, and they'll come after the Christians until the rapture.
Yep. That's right.
Even some who helped create this mess are speaking out, by the way. J.K. Rowling, who put out the Harry Potter hogwash, or Hogwarts, or whatever it is, and Margaret Atwood, I don't even know who she is, are among 150 figures to sign a letter condemning what they're calling cancel culture. Well, I hope they're successful because, we want to have peace with people. We want to live at peace with people. But they helped create the monster. And so they're suffering like Frankenstein. Frankenstein's not the monster. Frankenstein was the doctor.
Yeah.
Frankenstein was the the monster was the creation of Frankenstein. Liberals are Frankenstein. And the monster they've created is liberalism with its offspring, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and so forth. And so it's hard to keep up with it all because Satan wants to kill this country, death by a thousand cuts. And others are now echoing what we've been saying for a while now. I'm not saying they're echoing me because I said it, but I've been saying this for a long, long time. Here's an example of natural news. Now, what you'll see is these cowards that call themselves conservatives a lot of times will say, natural news, they're crazy. Well, I don't agree with everything natural news says, but I'll guarantee you this, they're less crazy than the Democrat libtard media that we have in ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, etc. So natural news, again, says black militants are now anti-white, anti-Jew, anti-Israel. We documented that many times, including this past Sunday. Armed black extremists vow to take Texas. I mean, you talk about stupid. I mean, if there's one state out of the 50 that you're not going to take, it's Texas. So more power to you. Go get them. It'd be a 24 or a 48-hour war if it takes that long. But they were protesters were chanting death to Israel, death to America. Just like the Palestinians and the Iranians and all these Jesus and USA haters, Israel haters. So Antifa, BLM, Black Lives Matter, cancel culture, all this are the what you call Sturmabteilung. Sturmabteilung is that it's for the German unofficial stormtroopers. That's what's going on. The liberals are functioning just like Hitler's people did to help put him in power. They didn't do it on paper. It wasn't official. And that's why Democrats will act like, oh, well, we didn't have anything to do with that. They're your supporters, and you do their bidding in D.C. and in the state capitals, and they do your bidding on the streets, just like the Nazis. 2 Thessalonians 2:9, talking. Well, I said back there, they're serving the Antichrist. They're preparing for the Antichrist. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Look at this. Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. The liberal cult in America does not want truth. They do not believe in truth. They're relativists. They reject absolute truth. They reject the infallibility of Scripture. And they reject the authority of the divinely instituted Constitution of the United States of America. And it's all paving the way for the Antichrist. Meanwhile, on Babylon Bee, which is a satire site that actually looks like, you know, they put these stories out and you laugh, but then you're like, it could happen. A nation that kills 3,000 babies a day feels morally superior to slave owners from 200 years ago. The people tearing down George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Ulysses S. Grant and Robert E. Lee statues are baby killers. They're murderers. They're accomplices to murder. 3,000 babies murdered a day, and they want us to take them seriously when they talk about morals. Just think about that. And so the atheists have now launched the No Lives Matter movement. No Lives Matter. Why? It's all a big accident, and one day the sun's going to melt us all anyway, and it's all over. That's Richard Dawkins. He wrote the God Delusion book, and I'm not saying this to be mean. He's a coward. Dawkins will not debate people who he thinks will mop the floor with him, because not everybody, but you know he debates like Muslims and people like that. But actually, I don't know exactly who he has debated, other than I've seen a couple of the debates he's done, and he doesn't stand a chance against people like William Lane Craig and people like that. So there's your current events update.
Amen.
All right, Hosea 7, are you there?
Yes, sir.
We're going to, if the Lord doesn't rapture us out of here, we're going to go from verse 1 to verse 7, Lord willing. And we begin, we're with verse 1 in Hosea 7, and it looks like our current events update that we were just talking about, actually. You will see as we read. So read the odd numbers, which includes verse 1. Read it with me. When I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria. For they commit falsehood, and the thief cometh in, and the troop of robbers spoileth without. And they consider not in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. Now their own doings have beset them about. They are before my face. They make the king glad with their wickedness, and the princes with their lies. They are all adulterers, as an oven heated by the baker, who ceaseth from raising after he hath kneaded the dough until it be leavened. In the day of our king, the princes have made him sick with bottles of wine. He stretched out his hand with scorners, for they have made ready their heart like an oven. Whilst they lie in wait, their baker sleepeth all the night. In the morning it burneth as a flaming fire. They are all hot as an oven and have devoured their judges. All their kings are fallen. There is none among them that calleth unto me. God's people say amen.
Amen.
So there in verse 1, and as I said, keep in mind what we talked about in our current events update. Verse 1, when I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria, for they commit falsehood. And look at that. And the thief cometh in, and the troop of robbers spoileth without. If you're understanding what you're reading, that basically is describing the sort of thing you saw in the streets with the rioters and the looters. The thief cometh in, and the troop of robbers. That's a group,
a gang.
Spoileth. That's looting. Without. And this describes Satan's crowd then and now. And you see, we've gone through this. How much have we seen in this previous six chapters where what we're reading looks like what we're seeing in our country, our nation right now? And these words describe the Black Lives Movement, Antifa, and other, I'll say, liberal activism. You read Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, is the guidebook for the Democrat Party today. He dedicated that book to Lucifer. Think of that. Your Democrat Party leaders all have admitted, Hillary, Obama, Biden, all these guys, Rahm Emanuel, all of them, they found their tactics and motivation in Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals. And that book that tells them how to do what you see them doing today is dedicated to Lucifer. Think of that. Can you imagine if a Republican said that the book that motivated him was written by somebody who dedicated it to Lucifer? How often that would be brought up in interviews and everything? That is the, we could, it maybe not say Bible, but it is, it's kind of like,
founding document.
Yeah, it's like their Declaration of Independence or whatever. Their Rules for Radicals dedicated to Lucifer. Hosea, remember, he says, for they commit falsehood. So it's all based on lies.
Yep.
Well, if you're following Lucifer, John 8:28 says he's the father of lies.
Yep.
And they, the Democrat, liberals, and rhino progressive Republicans And all these people involved in Black Lives Matter and Antifa are, according to Jesus Christ, they are the children of the devil. And if you don't believe me, it's because you are speaking before you actually read. Because if you read what they said and what they say when they're on TV and what they chant in the streets. I showed the video clip last week. What do we want? Dead cops. When do we want it? Now. Death to Israel, death to America. It's not a few. And even the numbers that are on the streets chanting this stuff, they are supported by liberal Democrats and progressive Republicans. Thankfully, the progressive Republicans make up a small amount of the Republican Party. But they're there. And the thief cometh in, and the troop of robbers spoileth without. And God, I think he said, will reward the rebellion, or did reward the rebellion and chaos in Israel, with an invasion by the Assyrian army. And I'm not going to describe that to you, but I'll tell you this. It's one of the most grotesque events in human history.
Yeah. Amen.
And if you go read what the Assyrians did to the Israelis when he came in and swooped in and attacked them. I'm not going to describe it. I'm just going to tell you what happened. Is they not only raped the women, but they took the men and some of the women, especially the leaders, and they skinned them alive. And like I said, I won't describe that. But you go back and read the descriptions of what happened. Now, God didn't do that. God allowed it. God warned them and said, you go that route, you reject me, you rebel against me, I will simply let you suffer the consequences. You'll get a taste of life without me. And that's what the Great Tribulation will be. What's going to happen soon are all the unsaved, wicked, everybody, and that includes the fake Christians that aren't even really saved. The rapture's going to happen.
Amen.
Those that are left behind are going to experience what they say they want. All these libtards say they want to. They'll say, "I love Jesus. I just don't like his followers." You liar! You hate Jesus, and that's why you hate us.
Yep. Right.
And you want a world without Jesus? You're going to get it.
Yep.
For 7 years. And it's going to be the worst 7 years in human history. This thing with Assyria, the Holocaust, what happened with Mao Zedong in China, what happened under the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, Pol Pot, Castro. You take all that combined and multiply it by 100. And that's going to be the Great Tribulation period that's coming. Johnny?
What was Is that what Jeremiah warned, or is that another time?
No, Jeremiah was warning about the Babylonian invasion. Hosea is warning about Assyria.
Was that after Babylon?
No, 707 I think is the date. And then it was 606 to 586 was the Babylonian invasion of the south. Yeah, it's a great question. It's great to get that framed in your head. About 120 years or something like that, I think, difference. First was Israel in the north, and they were taken out to Assyria and just decimated. Yeah, that's what I said. B.C., it's about 707, and then B.C. goes backwards. So then you hit 606 to 586, the Babylonian. And you know, it's good to, like right here or anywhere you're talking about that.